You know what they say about people who assume things, right? Well, we won't repeat that here, but you know how assumptions can lead us astray. On today's Creation Moment, we'll examine the assumptions that evolutionists make. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
In a previous Creation Moment, we discussed how a discovery of some teeth and some ankle bones or tarsals at Dormaal in Belgium has led to evolutionary scientists believing that they've found the missing link between dogs, cats, and bears. They picture a little 2-pound creature scurrying through the branches of trees, yet not a single complete or even nearly complete skeleton has been found. Creationist researcher Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell has explained the evolutionary thinking process involved. Evolutionary researchers made a number of assumptions which simply do not add up. First, evolutionists assume that the fact that there is a wide variety of animal species on the planet, that this is actually proof that they have a common ancestor. Common ancestry is therefore assumed and is a basic unshakable belief without any real proof whatsoever. Second, they assume that comparing the features of various fossils can enable them to line them up in an evolutionary history. This is despite the fact that there has never been an observation of one kind of animal evolving into another. Third, millions of years have to be assumed in order to give time for the alleged evolution, which has never been actually observed to take place. Mitchell says there is no biological evidence for the divergence of canines, cats, and bears from a common carnivorous ancestor. There is no scientific justification for insisting that in the unobservable past they evolved into more complex and divergent kinds of animals from a common ancestor.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.